You know, today was day one. I'm determined. I am not changing the clocks falling back. I'm keeping them the way they were. And it paid off today. An extra hour. But actually didn't use the extra hour. Stayed on the prior change. Spring ahead. I'm not falling back. Got too many things to do. Fall back. Then I lose an hour, which an hour can go a long ways working outdoors. So I'm going to share my first birthday gifts. Two things I asked for. Well, actually, one thing I asked for. The second one was a surprise because I am having one heck of a time. Women, you know what I'm talking about. I don't care. We got four different ladders. The lightest is a fiberglass. I can't even think right now. Fiberglass ladder, and it is still too bulky and awkward to bring in and out of the garage upstairs. So I've been asking for one of those really nifty Costco step stools. Guess what I got for an early birthday gift? Week ahead in advance, I got my step stool. Yes, very lightweight. I highly recommend this for anyone, men and women. Young men, young women, this is going to be great. I needed this like weeks ago when I started working on this monster project of, I'm telling you, get this house. I told Eric, once this house is done, plant that for sale sign. It is gone. I am not going to continue this charade of the angry ground within. We did figure out one thing, and I figured out, I knew a prior neighbor, bless his heart, had lost his battle in that with cancer and that. But he had warned us there is a sinkhole somewhere in the backyard over this summer, this past summer, earlier in the summer, actually. Ended up finding out. And it wasn't really a sinkhole. It could have turned into a sinkhole. But it was actually just old, really horrible, cheap plastic drainage pipes that you just don't use. Prior owners. Y'all turn us into winos, all I gotta say. This house should have been built on wine. It's work. You need something to get you through the days. That's all I have to say. It's nonstop. It's really nonstop. Never thought I'd be on my own HGTV house flip house, whatever you want to say. Maybe I know. Some people have been saying I need to try out for some of these HGTV shows. I think you're right. You know, amateur shows become pro. By your own conscience, or because you don't ask for flipping an entire house, but by golly, you're going to do it anyway. I just try not to look around, look at everything, because if I do, I will find like myself, like Eric, you start getting overwhelmed and he's at work trying to figure out how he's just going to skip out of this house and hand the bank the keys to this property. And I said, you can't do it. You really can't. Too many loans. I was going to haul myself out and my fur babies with a couple of friends and just take three cars and transfer all of us, get us all out west to the property out west and start living out there for the remainder of this winter. Looking at this house, it's not going to happen. It's going to take both of us to, I wouldn't say knock this house out because I don't want to jinx myself because it literally may knock itself out these days. But it's going to take two of us to finish this. It's a project. It's a monster. It really is. You know it's bad. When you find yourself at Lowe's again, buying more hydraulic concrete. I tried with the other concrete. We actually stepped down a notch from using the top of the line professional pro concrete and ended up using, it's the same quick set concrete. We used the concrete, though, in the bag, and I just figured, you know, it seemed like a better deal. The color was white, although when it dries, let's face it, it's not really white. It's like a dingy white. Did not mix very well. It had almost like little string-like fibers. Did not care for it. I ended up having to re-adult finger paint, using your entire hand, actually, adult hand finger painting, redoing that whole section, and then it ended up kind of doing a little bit of cracking, so then I had to go back again earlier today and go over the section. So I learned my lesson, not going to do it. I did it on one side of the garage, but I'm not going to do it on the sides that face, you know, the elements that are more of the open. I'll probably save that concrete for inside. I'm getting there. I'm kicking butt. I think I need Handy Woman Award for the year. If there's any contests out there, folks, can you please nominate me? Because I believe I need a Medal of Home Improvement honor. You know, it's bad, like I said, I'm just going to finish this. You know, it's bad when Lowe's and the cashier says, "My God, you must have a big project on your hands because I see you all the time up here." It's not by choice. Trust me. I said, "Oh, if you only knew." It's like an entire house flip. No, literally, really it is. Didn't sign up for it, but it really is. I cannot wait for this to hit the market and people literally within the area literally look at the inside outside. This, I mean, they already look on the outside. I've never seen so many people. We don't ever even met before. It doesn't always happen that way, right? Stopping by going, "I just want to let you know." Either asking what we're using, fascinated with the hand technique of literally going by hand on the foundation, the concrete. Ask what kind of paint, what we're doing now. I can't wait to see how many people hit up this house just out of curiosity, because I know a lot of people are curious. They're going, "What in the heck?" Wonder what the inside looks like if the outside looks this extreme. I want it to be very unique, a one-of-a-kind house. Country coastal theme, I'm still sticking to it. I ended up taking the, you know, I was going to do some artsy-fartsy stuff with the exterior of the original garage door of a secondary garage. I was going to do some artsy-fartsy stuff, and it didn't turn out. I tried it again second time, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to spend all this time. You know, when time is the essence with the weather changing. So I was like, you know what? I ended up thinking, you know, I was looking through some things, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna do some little bit of designing. And I tried it out today. Hologram. Has anybody tried doing holograms, designs on glass? A lot of people are probably going, "What in the heck? I've never heard of that." Well, you know, I aim and strive to be different finishing this house and getting it ready. And I'm telling you, as soon as it's the last thing's done, it doesn't even matter, I told Eric at this point, if it's winter, you know, in the middle of winter, that sign's going up or out. Which we both agreed, cannot continue thousands and thousands of dollars redoing things because, you know, underneath the ground's angry. I haven't heard any screaming or yelling or moaning yet from underneath the ground, from angry ground settling, but I'm hoping there's no more. But hologram design. And I actually ended up etching some cute little fall leaves. Just, you know, I wanted it simple on each window, you know, mimicking and having it almost like a flip design. So on one window, it's one way, and the other one, and it'll be dry, you know, weather paint I use, so it will dry overnight. I cannot wait to share that. And actually, Eric's like, "I don't know if I'm gonna like this," but it actually turned out really, really good, and it kind of just ties in the whole theme with the house, so I can't wait to share that. But getting back to my birthday gifts that I got early, I wanted a muumuu suit. I wanted a muumuu overalls. People who use overalls, overhauls, I call them, because you're overhauling yourself. Because you're flipping a house, that's what you're doing, overhauling your physical capability. Overalls, not the bibs, not the country bibs, you know, where you're going to stick, you know, a rake next to you or a shovel, but overalls. Like, I'm talking about the full nine yards, men and women. And, you know, and women think it's just for men. Overalls are not just for men. There's plenty of women who use overalls for, you know, whether they're working outdoors in the wintertime and that. I've wanted overalls since last year, because even with walking the fur babies with Snorio and Blue, and it gets really, really cold. I don't care what kind of coat I try to rig or how many pairs of pants, it still gets cold. And I know from, if I can just like from neck to toe, you know, get some kind of attire to where it's like just, I got a really, it took a while because I told Eric, you know, "I want a pair of overalls," and just looked at me. "That's what you want for your birthday. I want a pair of really, really, really good overalls. I want the kind that's just going to keep you warm either with just a pair of, you know, flannels or, you know, whatnot underneath, or if I layer it, I want it to where it feels like it's 105 in the wintertime. I used to do good in the winter. Physically, I always felt like my energy level was higher in the winter than that. And I'm starting to realize, you know, with changes, post-treatments and stuff with oncology, and with new medications and things that I'm on now, that it's harder for me in the winter. It's hard to get up, and it's hard to, you know, and just physical changes from all the stuff, which is expected. But I'm realizing I'm missing kind of that heat, which helped. So now it's like a layer, constantly layer. I get cold very, very, very easy. So I'm known to wear a double layer of everything, Which is great because when you're trying to look like you weigh more than what you do, it actually I do. With the Moo Moo overalls, I look like I've gained 35 to 40 pounds. It's great because I kind of look like the Ghostbusters marshmallow, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man at the same time. And I'm actually able with the overalls we got. And I went with Eric and he's like, okay, I gotta pick yours out. And we went to like four different places. I looked online at like the top-notch ones, like $160, you know what I'm talking about, was Dickies make them. And they have changed, that's the thing, they've changed the material that they use because I got a Dickies really nice construction coat, but Eric had used it for outdoors and stuff. So, you know, it gets cold here and we were working outdoors some a little bit last year, nothing like this year. But the zipper fell apart and everything. Do not buy Dickies coats. Do not. I know it's supposed to be a great brand and it really used to be, but if you look at the reviews, it's so like spot on. They're using cheaper material now and cloth and insulation or insulation. Good Lord, I'm doing too much work. The inside lining of the coats are just not made as well, not even a touch. So do not buy Dickies brand. Sorry, Dickies. I just don't care for your coats anymore. And the same with the overalls. So I kind of looked around and stuff and went to a couple of, you know, Tractor Supply and I just saw the bibs, like the overall bibs in that. And I, you know, come on, let's face it. You know, you're still gonna be cold, your shoulders and arms and that. So it ended up finding, and I want to say it wrong, but Ashlands, I think that's how you say it. And they have a ton of attire when you live out in the country. They have a ton of attire to keep you nice and warm and bundle up, whether you're construction or you own a farm or property or you're working outdoors or whatnot. And it's flexible, the material in that, so you're able to bend and stoop. And it's great because not only has the zippers at the bottom, not a lot of women are going to know this, but women do wear overall bibs, but the men, you know, talk about. And you can unbuck, you know, you can unzip it to get your boots on or shoes or whatnot. And also has nice little clasps. At the bottom of the ankles, so snaps. So you're able to kind of like it's almost like bunching the material at the bottom. So Stay Puft Marshmallow Man doesn't have this tremendous like lower ankles and then these tiny shoes coming out. So actually, it kind of just you know form fits around your ankles. Found a really great deal on them in that, and I couldn't be happier. Isn't it crazy? It's just the craziest things that make me happy. Overalls. I know. I'm not a woman. That's a normal one. I'm not into the flowers, nor the candy anymore. That I like overalls, and I like my three-level step ladder from Costco, which Walmart and area had them, the step ladders. And I was pleasantly surprised that Eric realized that I needed one. I've been saying it for a while. The ladders we have are just too bulky and that, you know, for me to maneuver in and out of the garage and outside. So I guess this means that it's going to be like supersonic speed now. Now I'm going to be able to like, you know, in no time flat finish some of these projects because now I don't have to bring in the ladder and that and almost feel like I'm falling off the ladder to get to the ceiling or around the ceiling when the upper walls and that. So I'm happy. I'm going to attach a picture. I told you I would share the picture of what I got for my birthday, everyone. So that's what I got. So the round table starting tomorrow. Let's see how many people ask about the overalls, you know? Jen's gonna be taking over next week, by the way. I'm gonna be popping in where I can. We got a lot of stuff going on. I knew November was gonna be crazy. I gotta be back to the hospital. I got some things going on there, which are not on my choice. I got to do medications and things. I gotta go back on labs and that. We've got a couple of fur babies that are gonna be having their surgery, spay and neuter. And I am gonna say this too, folks, when you have fur babies and that, reach out to the organizations, reach out to the rescue. Organizations, your local, I can't even think right now, animal rescue. There are places that do spay and neuters, and they have clinics. And depending on the county and area you live, there's a lot of grants that are given to these animal hospitals and rescue organizations and clinics of veterinarians, and spay and neuter clinics especially. And we're fortunate because there ended up being a large grant over this past, what, 10 months, and literally everything's covered, like completely covered. It's like, you know, I wish we knew about this, like I wish I knew this about this many years ago. So you can get your spay and neuter, especially for cats. If not free, you're just paying for flea medicine or you know, whatnot, maybe $20 out of your pocket. You know, it's worth looking into. A lot of people think it's not as good. the surgery is not up to par compared to your animal hospitals. We still have our regular veterinarians. I'm telling you, folks, that's all they do is spay and neuter surgeries. And you drop them off in the morning, you pick them up, you know, a day, 2 days, depending how they do. And I'm, you know, they do microchips as well. You pay $10 a microchip, like a third of the price you would a veterinarian. But we work with a lot of the organizations and with the property out west and working with the animal sanctuary. I've already connected with some organizations out there. So look into that with your fur babies. You know, if you're running into, because it's coming up on the holiday season and the money's tight and you've got a lot of gifts or you got a tremendous amount of gifts you got to buy. First of all, I say draw from a hat because that's just crazy and ludicrous. When you get older, you realize that it's not about how many gifts and how much money you can spend on somebody, but it's the thought behind them. You know, I really think that's, you know, when you're younger, you think that's just this thing people say. Old farts like myself, but really it's not, you know, it's the thought behind the gift, not the monetary or how many gifts you get, you know. But if you're in a situation, maybe you have your children in that, or you're a single parent or whatnot, you know, look into the spay and neuter clinics, ask about the vouchers in that. Each organization in each county, in each state is different depending on the grants they receive. It is definitely something to look forward to. You're going to look forward to it because you're going to be saving money, but it's something to look out for too, because you're able to get the neuter and spay surgery without spending all this money that you may need for the upcoming holidays, because we are coming up on Christmas in less than 2 months, and that's crazy within itself because we're not even past Thanksgiving yet. But yet, call me crazy, I don't see any Thanksgiving, but I see a whole lot of Christmas already. Speaking of Christmas, I'm not going to say what I heard in the car. We'll pick on that tomorrow because I overheard something that had to do with Christmas. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So flipping this house, getting back on flipping and that. And Jen's going to be taking over, like I said, next week with the round table. I'm going to be popping in every once in a while and whenever I can get some spare time. It's going to be a busy, busy, crazy, busy month of November. A lot going on, but plan on getting a lot accomplished. I really feel like I have this year with this house. You know, it's unfortunate sometimes, you know, you cannot control the environment. You cannot control the ground and what's underneath. And sometimes it is what it is, but it's been some crazy weather. But I have a feeling this is going to be a politically correct winter weather this year, a first. It wouldn't have bothered me if it stayed warm to get some projects knocked out, but it is what it is. And I got my Moo Moo overalls. I look 30 pounds heavier. How many women really want to look 30 pounds heavier? I don't mind it. And I got my nifty step stool. What is, I'm going to attach pictures right here underneath here. You know, HGTV, maybe I need to look at that. Amateur turned pro, concrete by design. Sounds like a business venture, doesn't it? So I look forward to next week peeking in, saying hi to everyone on the round table. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, next week with Jen, starting at 7 a.m. I'm going to go ahead and put down what she's doing next week on the podcast after this one. So enjoy the rest of this fall back day. And for those like myself who don't change the clock, it is already into a Monday. Make it a great day, great morning. And when you're out and about, getting yourself a cup of coffee, maybe running in, grabbing, you know, a couple of things for morning, for some energy, some snacks. Don't forget the person behind you. You never know what journey they may be on. Or turn a frown upside down. Please don't forget to pay it forward.